two Alliance cruisers, the Dreadnought and the Daedalus, approached the edge of the 14th sector. There hadn't been a ship within range of their sensors for quite some time, and both crews were anxious to return to Yord for a break from duty. A bright, luminous cloud suddenly formed near the ships. A squadron of bullet-shaped weevil fighters, accompanied by a command ship, appeared and swarmed the two cruisers. The fighters quickly engaged the Dreadnought and inflicted severe damage on her. The Dreadnought exploded into a fiery mass and vanished. The fighters targeted the engines on the Daedalus and crippled the cruiser. Sephoro, the lithe Oriental commander of the Daedalus, barged into the flight deck. The co-pilot, a young man in his early 20s, looked up nervously.
"Someone's got a lock on us. They're boarding," he exclaimed.
"Send an SOS to headquarters immediately," Sephoro ordered. "Tell them we've been ambushed by a weevil craft from an unknown portal."
"Right away, ma'am."
Sephoro exited the cabin and slammed the door. The co-pilot became wide-eyed with fear when he heard her desperate scream in the stairwell, then silence. 2 months passed, and rumors of the weevil returning led to concern among the Alliance leaders. Yord peacefully rebuilt itself into a viable economic location. The alien Alliance as a whole was in disarray since Will and his friends disrupted the fragile alien union, pitting its members against each other. Once weakened, they either joined Will's own alliance or fled to other quadrants. All but the weevil. On Yord, Will and Shanna sat in the lush garden inside the palace walls with their young daughter, Marina. They wore regal white robes with gold trim, a crown, and a tiara. Will's dark hair was shoulder length, and he sported a mustache with a goatee. Shanna's golden blonde hair lay down across her shoulders. Her robe draped seductively low across her breasts. She held Marina, her tiny daughter, in one arm across her lap. Kira, a former priestess from the Temple of Icarus, joined them. She wore a long red robe and a golden amulet hung from her neck. Her fair skin belied the fact that she was in her middle 40s in Earth years. Her dark brown hair was tied back in a ponytail. "It's so nice to enjoy life for a change without chasing our enemies all over the universe," Shanna commented. Will recalled the thrills they had while outwitting the Borromeans and Atreides. Things were exciting back then for him.
"I never thought I'd hear that from you," Kira teased Shanna.
"Let's hope our good fortune continues." She glanced at Will and noticed his faraway gaze. She knew he wasn't happy living in a palace with civic duties instead of daring adventures. In some ways, neither was she. A family of four walked past the palace gates and waved to them. Shanna waved back and Will acknowledged them with a smile. Then, things changed in a hurry. Celine rushed into the courtyard and distracted them from their conversation.
"Uh-oh, something's wrong," commented Shanna, concerned.
Will stood up attentively as Celine breathed heavily.
"What's wrong, Celine?"
"The Daedalus and the Dreadnought have been ambushed. The Dreadnought's gone, and we lost contact with the Daedalus."
"But they're out at the 14th sector. Nothing's happened out there since the Atreides and the Borromeans were ousted from the area."
"The last message we received from the Daedalus mentioned an armada of weevil."
Will paced back and forth, pondering the incident.
"Where's Maya right now?" he asked.
"She's on board the Dark Mistress. I'm sure she's on her way already to investigate what happened."
"An ambush, a squadron of weevil fighters, and not a damn thing on the sensors to indicate their presence."
"What are you thinking?" asked Shanna.
"There's something very wrong about this,"